BBC host calls for Biden to have Trump murdered after SCOTUS presidential immunity decision. By Olivia Rondo on July 3, 2024. BBC host David Aronovich is facing backlash for saying that President Joe Biden should have Trump murdered following the United States Supreme Court's ruling that presidents are covered by limited prosecutorial immunity. The British presenter, who hosts Radio 4's The Briefing Room, made the controversial statement in a since-deleted X post on Monday. If I was Biden, I'd hurry up and have Trump murdered on the basis that he is a threat to America's security. Hashtag SCOTUS, Aronovich wrote. He removed the post about 90 minutes later, blaming a far-right pile-on. There's now a far-right pile-on suggesting that my tweet about the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity is an incitement to violence when it's plainly a satire, Aronovich wrote. So I'm deleting it. If nothing else though, it's given me a map of some, of, the daftest people on this site. GB News political commentator Alex Armstrong, who has also appeared on BBC, accused the Liberal presenter of backtracking and asked if his handlers made him take down the original post. Aronovich dodged the question, replying, "Ooh, Alex. Tell me about my handlers." He then doubled down on his critics in a follow-up post, claiming they're from a subculture. Incidentally, an anthropologist might find it interesting to examine the hashtags, bios and tweet histories of those who have been attacking me on here today. They reveal a rather extraordinary subculture, the BBC host wrote. Aronovich's employer has made no public statement in regards to his post or the subsequent backlash. SCOTUS's Monday 6-3 decision in favor of former President Donald Trump found that presidents are immune from criminal prosecution for official acts, Breitbart News reported. The justice has also ruled that a president is entitled to a pretrial hearing on immunity that can be appealed all the way to the Supreme Court before a trial begins. This means that any trial of the former president will likely take place after the upcoming election. In a celebratory post on Truth Social, Trump called the decision a big win for our Constitution and democracy. "Proud to be an American," he added, in all capital letters. Meanwhile, Joe Biden's campaign and other Democrat leaders have denounced the decision, saying it does not change the facts of Trump's alleged crimes. "Today's ruling doesn't change the facts, so let's be very clear about what happened on January 6th. Donald Trump snapped after he lost the 2020 election and encouraged a mob to overthrow the results of a free and fair election," a senior Biden campaign official claimed in a statement. Trump is already running for president as a convicted felon for the very same reason he sat idly by while the mob violently attacked the Capitol. He thinks he's above the law and is willing to do anything to gain and hold on to power for himself, the official added. Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, also bashed the decision, claiming it came from a rogue court. "Today, the Supreme Court has gone rogue with its decision, violating the foundational American principle that no one is above the law," the former House Speaker wrote. "The former president's claim of total presidential immunity is an insult to the vision of our founders, who declared independence from a king." Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, called the SCOTUS ruling disgraceful. "This disgraceful decision by the MAGA SCOTUS, which is comprised of three justices appointed by Trump himself, enables the former president to weaken our democracy by breaking the law," the Senate Majority Leader claimed. "It undermines SCOTUS's credibility and suggests political influence trumps all in our courts today," he added.